Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
For about a week, we said, hey, everybody's had some bad luck. How bad was yours? We want to hear about it. Go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us your story. Brian reads it here on the air. And this is installment number 4 of this. There's only 5 of them. You go into the running for the grand prize. It's a $500 gift card to Steinhoffel's and a $500 gift card to Nye's Hardware. Go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us your story. All right, time for round number 4.
See what someone sent us.
Oh, pictures us and everything. Like wow.
A binder.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was afraid it was going to be like 10 pages long, but.
That's a first, right?
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yeah. It's nice. I kind of like it. I don't know if the story's any good,
maybe,
but.
Maybe it will make the cut tomorrow.
Yeah, but I like it. Okay.
Today, here we go. A couple of quick ones. Wrong place, wrong time. My bad luck happened on September 2001. Was working on the family farm with my brothers and dad. We were putting the blower pipes up to the silo. I don't know what that means.
It's just how you blow the silage in there. That's it.
When a piece of the roof broke off, who could foresee that, and fell from 40 feet. It hit me in the back of the head and knocked me out.
Oh, man.
Like it didn't kill him or cut him in half.
I ended up fracturing my skull, breaking 5 bones in my neck, 3 in my back. On the flight for life to the St. Luke's, they smashed my elbow in the door of the helicopter. I have nerve damage in my right ear and loss of feeling in my right shoulder. Yeah, that's bad luck.
Wow, they slammed his head. Is that
his elbow? His elbow slammed his head. He got hit in the head with the debris from the silo.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Is he awake?
All right, here's a little short, quick with a twist. I was in the 3rd grade and had just received my President's Fitness Award for accuracy.
All right.
I was feeling like a superstar. I throw the ball at the target on the school wall and hit the middle more than anyone in the school, even the 6th grade boys.
Sweet.
While walking home, I decided to show off my newfound superpower by throwing rocks at the sewer vents in the curb. I was tossing rocks across the road and didn't see the car coming and hit the hubcap and all the cars in the world, it happened to be my dad's. Dad came to a stop, told me to get in the car, and of course he made me get in the front seat. Besides all the smacks upside the head, I had to do all the supper dishes for a month.
Ooh, a month.
What are you doing? Throwing rocks. What's the matter with you?
I didn't mean to hit your car.
It's another parent-child situation. My sophomore year of high school, I had joined the JV football team. We were already a few weeks into the season when I needed to go see a doctor for a game-related injury. My mother decided it would be best if she took a half day to take me to the doctor and we could get some lunch before getting me back to school.
We'll make a day of it.
Sure. And
the appointment ran on the long side, meaning if we would stop for lunch, it would be in the late afternoon before going to practice. Not thinking clearly, we stopped at the McDonald's drive-thru and I proceeded to wolf down my burger as we drove down to practice since I was now late. While I was gone from practice, the coaches apparently thought the team had been slacking off and started conditioning drills as I ran in from across the field. After only the first few 50-yard sprints, my stomach began to gurgle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A few more 50-yard sprints, gurgle. In the middle of the next 50-yard sprints, the coach yelled, "We're going to run all of you until one of you pukes."
Well, here it comes.
Yep, watch this.
Yeah.
It was at this moment I knew that person was going to be me. I crossed the starting line, ripped off my helmet, proceeded to assault the bushes with my half-processed Big Mac. Practice ended there on the spot. My teammates congratulated and thanked me for arriving to practice just in time. Good luck for them. Bad for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why coaches think it's important to have somebody throwing up.
Mine launched tacos at rowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just see that in track.
Oh, all the time, I bet, right?
somebody would be warming up around the field and just there'd you'd be some kind of Gainsburger looking thing on the
yeah.
grass.
Mm. When we were in high school, water was for the weak.
Mm. Wow.
Water was like a, you got that once.
Last week, this is fresh.
Oh.
Last week on Thursday morning, my son and I rushed out the door to head off to school and work. We were greeted by a gleaming layer of ice covering everything outside.
Yep.
As we penguin walked down the sidewalk to the driveway, I couldn't help but think about the abundance of crap in our garage, which currently forces us to park both cars outside on the driveway. That's not bad luck. You're just, you know, hey, clean out your garage. When we were about 20 feet from the car, I suddenly noticed that all four of the car windows were completely open.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yeah. It's February. Why? Okay.
When we got closer, I could see the entire outside of the car, inside of the doors, half of the steering wheel,
oh my God.
And half of the seats are all covered with a nice smooth layer of ice.
Oh.
We had to smash the ice off the inside of the doors just to unlock them and roll the windows up. I attempted to thaw and dry out the interior during my half-hour commute by keeping the heater on full blast the whole time. While driving the rolling sauna to work, I figured out that I was carrying stuff in from the car the night before, and I must have rested the box I was carrying on the key fob in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
Hitting the magical combination of buttons that puts all the windows down and doesn't even bother to chirp the horn to warn you.
I don't have one of those.
I don't have a window roller down button.
Wow. Hold on.
My plan to dry things out failed miserably. I arrived at work in a still damp car, sweaty from the heat and with a wet ass from the thawed seat. The icing on the cake was having to scrape the ice off the inside of the windows every time the remaining moisture refroze over the next few days.
Oh, God. Yeah.
P.S. Nearly all cars made after about 2010 have this all-window-down convenience feature, and you'll get bent over for about $100 at the dealership if you want to deactivate it.
Uh-huh.
That's what he says. I'm going to have to talk with my sales guy. I don't have a button on here that just rolls the windows down if I touch it wrong, right?
Magical combination.
I've had... Okay.
Wow, that was awful, awful bad luck.
Yeah, I don't see that being... Yeah, it's just bad luck.
Man.
Day one of our 2017 bad luck vacation. After a difficult year of breast cancer treatment for myself and self-inflicted broken ankle for my husband, we decided to take a small fall vacation in the northern part of Wisconsin along the shores of the Minnesota side of Lake Superior. As we left Waukesha later than we wanted to with the forecast of rain for the rest of the day, what did I care? It was just rain on the day we would be in the car anyhow.
Sure.
Yeah.
By the time we hit Madison, it was raining lightly. My husband is wearing a rain jacket, but hands me a large black trash bag and says, "Put this on." I'm like, "I'm not putting a trash bag on. What's this all about?" He proceeds to tell me a story about a trip back from Green Bay some months ago where he was stuck in the rain and the moonroof leaked the whole ride home and he was soaked. So far, no water in the car. I thought maybe it was a fluke, so I wasn't wearing my bag. We got to Wausau, and we're still dry.
All right, that's what, 3 hours?
Halfway there?
Yeah, maybe,
is it more than halfway?
Yeah, you're close.
But I suggested we get some Flex Seal tape to put along the window edge as there was a Walmart in town. What a great idea.
Yeah, you go.
Flex Seal. Just, hey.
Sure.
We'll just wear this bag.
We'll just tape up your crappy sunroof.
He decided that because we were still dry, we should continue on.
Of course he did.
Halfway between Wausau and Minocqua, the next Walmart, it starts to leak. And when I say leak, I mean pouring like a faucet from two front corners of the window directly in our laps.
Oh.
We get to the Walmart and purchase a Teflon scissors, a clearance bath towel, and hunt the store for the tape. Eventually, we find it. I math it out in my head and determine we need two rolls. They aren't cheap. He decides we only need one, and we grab some pizzas to make when we get to Ashland.
So you grab pizzas, but cut back on the tape. That doesn't make sense, but okay.
We pull under the eaves of the gas station where I proceed to dry and put the tape on the moonroof while he goes into the gas station to get some beer to go with the pizzas. Priorities seem a little goofed
up. Yeah, he's got his agenda.
He's got a leaky moonroof that he never attended to, or sunroof.
Yeah.
And he's more interested in beer and pizza for this trip, but he grabbed her a garbage bag to wear.
I don't describe all this as being bad luck. I mean, you can trace this back to
two bad decisions, right.
So, of course, the tape only covers two sides of the window. He returns from the gas station store and says the clerk told him to go around the corner to the Quick Trip for a better selection of beer. So, better beer deserves a little extra effort, but getting two rolls of tape, nah.
Did not.
He was given good advice. Go to Quick Trip.
Check that out.
At Quick Trip, I decided to use the ladies' room so we don't have to stop again as we are already running late to get to the small flat we had rented for the next few days. When I return, my husband informs me that he has locked the keys in the car, and we'll have to wait for a locksmith to open the doors.
$80,
90 minutes.
Does he have the beer?
Yeah.
As I'm having a beer
there's
at that
more.
Point.
Upon arrival in Ashland, all the buildings are dark as it is a bed and breakfast type complex. We find our key in an envelope taped to the floor after unloading over the head of other sleeping guests. Is this like they have
what?
To tip through a bunkhouse?
Where are you going?
We decide to quietly make a pizza. Then the smoke alarm went off.
Oh, my.
We try running the ceiling fan and simultaneously swinging the porch door in order to finish cooking the pizzas. These measures are not 100% effective in stopping the alarm. In the morning, we again tried to make a pizza, but because of the way the kitchenette was set up and the air circulation, the smoke alarm went off again just from the heat of the oven. Eventually, we just pulled it off the ceiling and put it outside on the porch. Rest of the vacation, a few hiccups, but nothing like the day before. So there you go.
That is quite the trip to the North Woods.